This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with actress and now producer Ann Archer about her career and the movie she just produced with her husband. But first, how about your tongue? How wide is it? Well, you have to go some to catch up with a guy and his daughter who have the widest tongues in the world at nearly 3.5 inches. Brian Schlenker and his teenage daughter both hold records for having the world's widest tongue. Dad's tongue measured 3.4 inches across, the same width as a beer mat, and 3/4 inches wider than an iPhone 6. His 14-year-old daughter is not that far behind at 2.8 inches wide. She holds the record for the widest female tongue, while the father has the men's crown. Since Dad's tongue was officially dubbed the world's widest, he's become somewhat of a celebrity in his hometown of Syracuse, New York. Meanwhile, the guy with the world's longest tongue holds on to his record, and he's booked every weekend. The man with the longest tongue, 3.8 inches, will keep the record because it just keeps on growing. It has grown 0.2 inches since it was last measured. He's gotten worldwide fame because of it and once shared a 10-second kiss with actress Bridget Nielsen. And he met Gene Simmons from Kiss, who was quite impressed. A Great Dane from Michigan who held the title of world's tallest dog has died at age 5. Zeus made his debut in the 2012 edition of Guinness World Records as the tallest living dog. Zeus was 44 inches tall at the shoulder and 7 feet 4 inches on his hind legs. Zeus weighed 165 pounds and ate a 30-pound bag of dog food every 2 weeks. Zeus died from old age just 2 months shy of his 6th birthday. Miracle Millie is the world's smallest dog at 3.8 inches. Millie is almost 2 years old, weighs about a pound, and is 3.8 inches tall from its backbone to paw. She's known for sticking out her tiny tongue when someone takes a picture. Miracle Millie dethroned Boo Boo, a long-haired chihuahua from Kentucky that stands 4 inches tall. Guinness also has a second category for world's smallest dog when measured by length. That title is held by Heaven Sent Brandy, a chihuahua in Florida that measures 6 inches long. A new study has found a way to curb your appetite. Firing lasers into our brains could stop our feelings of hunger. A study of genetically modified mice has found that lasers were able to control the firing of certain neurons that control things like feelings of hunger. Scientists were able to control when a mouse ate or didn't eat by firing the laser. Even mice that hadn't eaten for a long time were not able to go for food if the laser was not telling them to. This may help us understand when we eat and why, and could control some of our impulsive eating habits. And a North Hollywood, California man skinned and ate part of his roommate's pet rabbit before threatening to do the same to her. The 46-year-old actor and his roommate lived together for some time before splitting up. He decided to eat her rabbit when she suggested they should no longer be roommates. He waited for the victim to leave the house and then allegedly skinned the rabbit, cooked it, and ate it. Well, actress Ann Archer has seen that done before in the movie Fatal Attraction when she was Michael Douglas's wife. She was nominated for an Oscar then, and now she's a producer of a new movie called The Squeeze. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hi, is this the lovely and talented Ann Archer?
Yes, it is.
Well, how are
you? Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. Now, this new movie, The Squeeze, this was written and directed by your husband, and you are the producer. What does that mean, you're the producer? You oversaw everything?
Well, I oversaw a lot. There are actually 3 producers on the film, one of which is a man named George Parra, who produces with David O. Russell. He did American Hustle and Silver Linings Playlist, and another producer, Michael Dovin, who's been on some of the biggest movies ever, from Mission Impossible to Last Samurai, et cetera, et cetera. So I did have very good producers with this as well. But I have been consistently on the project with my husband since inception and all the way through to the end now when we're promoting it.
What does The Squeeze refer to, Anne?
Well, it's the story of a young phenom golfer in living in West Texas who wins this local match on his muni course, and a big-time gambler driving across country from Mississippi to Vegas hears it on the radio, veers off across the road to go meet this kid and talks him into playing in big-time gambling matches. And he gives up his dream of playing in the U.S. Open and starts doing that. And they don't lose. And they end up in Vegas playing against the mob. And one night a mobster breaks into his room and says, if you don't lose the match tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. And it's a $1 million match. And when he tells his backer about it, his backer says, let me tell you something, kid. If you don't win the match tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. And so he's caught in the squeeze.
Well, this sounds like so much fun. And your golfer friends have written it some great reviews. You know, commentators like Bob Costas, Jim Nance, and Al Michaels have seen it and love it. So that must give you encouragement.
Yes, it does. It was very important to my husband, Terry, when he decided to make this movie, that he cast an actor who could really honestly play golf. Because in most golf movies, as fun as they are, it's so apparent that the actor doesn't really play the game on the level that the character is supposed to play. And anyone who really knows the sport can tell just by the way a golfer picks up his club what kind of player he is. So Terry went through an extensive casting process to find this young, wonderful young actor, Jeremy Sumpter, who is a scratch golfer. And that's what the whole golf world and sports world are responding to, is that the golf is so real and it makes it so exciting because you really believe that this kid can win all these matches. And so Jim Nance and Bob Costas and Al Michaels, I mean, they all loved it. And Jack Nicklaus and, gosh, Tom Watson and Phil Mickelson. I mean, they all saw the movie and just flipped out and just totally enjoyed it. So, we've gotten real endorsements from these guys. My husband's background before directing this movie is he was the youngest producer in the history of sports television, and he's done more major big-time telecasts and 60-some-odd golf telecasts than anyone in the history of live television. So he really he knows the sport very well, and so this was a natural for him. It's one of the things that attracted him to the script. This is his first film that he's ever directed, and he wrote it, and, you know, it's a true story, based on a true story. Mm-hmm. We were having dinner one night with friends, and Terry had done a lot of business with the wife, Chris Flatt, who's head of marketing for Wynn Las Vegas, and her husband was with her, and we were getting to know him, and it's his story. He told us his story, and we looked at each other, and we said, oh, my God, this is such a movie. And a couple of years later, Terry sat down and started to write it. So it's really fun.
Well, now, you didn't say, though, whether you are a golfer. Do you go out there and putt around as well?
Well, you know, after being married to Terry for about 15 years, I finally decided I better learn this sport, because when I'm old, I do not want to be sitting in a golf cart all the time while he's playing. Because my husband, actually, Terry is he won the Texas Junior State Championship when he was 14 years old. So, yes, needless to say, he can definitely play. But I play very badly, and I just pick up that ball, man. When I can't do it, that's the best thing for me, and it works out great.
Even though it's been a while, I'm sure people still remark to you how much of an impact you had on them from the great movie role with Beth Gallagher as your character in Fatal Attraction back in 1987, nominated for Academy Award, a Golden Globe. Have you gotten over the scene where they boil your rabbit?
Well, you know, it's funny. People never forget that movie, and anytime I'm being interviewed, people always talk about it. So, yeah, no, it's just a nice legacy to have there. It was probably one of the most fun movies I've made among many others, and it's a nice piece of my past. I'll put it that way.
So, Anne, what's up next for you?
Well, actually, I'm going to be doing a play in London, which I hope to bring back to the States. So that's what I'm doing next. Also a play that my husband wrote, as a matter of fact, and so we're pretty excited about that.
And in this play, you play Jane Fonda?
Well, yes, when she was in her 50s during her it takes place in a meeting room when she confronted 26 war vets. It's about the Vietnam War, and it's kind of like 12 Angry Men, that wonderful play and movie called 12 Angry Men. It has that, you know, that sense of it. She alone in a meeting room with 26 men, and we hear both sides of the story. story, and it's very healing. The play is very healing.
And what's that called?
It's called The Trial of Jane Fonda.
All right. And you hope to bring that to Broadway, perhaps?
Oh, I never talk about that. That would be far too bold of me to say such a thing. We're doing it step by step. We're doing it in London, and then we'll do it in the States, and we'll see how it goes. We're just one step at a time. I've learned in this business to just do things one step at a time. But The Squeeze is it's also released on video on demand, so it's in theaters and video on demand. So I hope everybody will go see it.
Well, that's the way of the world now, right? You can get it in any sort of way. You can use any sort of mobile device or your TV set or your computer to access all this new entertainment.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is 90% of movies are consumed, watched online and not in a movie theater. So, we have to be aware of where the audience is today, and the industry is changing, and that's what we're doing. We're releasing movies on many platforms at the same time.
Well, Ann Archer, thank you for a couple of minutes. We appreciate talking to you.
Well, it's lovely talking to you as well. Thank you.
With actress Ann Archer, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.